Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live. Veterans have helped protect and defend our country. To defend us, all have sacrificed some, but some have sacrificed all. The gratitude owed to veterans is immeasurable. They serve our country honorably, without question, and without asking for anything in return. Join Westchester Talk Radio as we honor our veterans with tales of heroism and sacrifice every second Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. live from Scarsdale Ford on Central Park Avenue in Scarsdale. Why We Stand, a very special program made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, MSM Designs, our hosts Scarsdale Ford and Shark Creative. And you can always listen on demand at westchestertalkradio.com under the podcast page. You can also find more information about Why We Stand at scarsdaleford.com.
Happy Veterans Day, everybody. Live from the showroom at Scarsdale Ford on Central Park Avenue in Scarsdale, Westchester Talk Radio presents a brand new monthly show we're debuting today, Why We Stand, a show dedicated to veterans. I'm Jim Cleefield, along with my tag team partner and co-host, Joe Arcino, and the mixmaster, Matt Cahan, our engineer. We want to remind you that we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Indeed it is, Matt. And just a reminder, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook too, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, welcome to our very first show, ladies and gentlemen. We really hope you enjoy it. Again, it's Why We Stand, again, dedicated to veterans, and we'll be talking to some veterans along the way in this series. I really hope you enjoy it. We're going to be on each and every month at this time here from Scarsdale Ford, and I'm pleased to have with us as our very first guest the host of our show here at Scarsdale Ford. He is Robert Knapp, owner Scarsdale Ford of the dealership here. And Robert, I want to say on behalf of all of us at Westchester Talk Radio, we are delighted for you having us here and hosting this show, and thank you so much.
Oh, great. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's a great opportunity. Today is an opportunity for Scarsdale Ford to be able to celebrate Veterans Day. We teamed up with Westchester Talk Radio, as you mentioned, by hosting the new radio show, This Is Why We Stand. It's a great opportunity because it's a talk show that will give veterans the opportunity to share his or her stories while serving in the military. And we thought that was an exciting opportunity. Today's Veterans Day. Today is about honoring the Americans' veterans and their patriotism, love of their country, willingness, and sacrifice for their country. So I think many of us take for granted our freedoms, and that's what today's all about, to appreciate what they've done for us. Today gives us that opportunity. So we're looking forward to hearing some of the stories today.
Yes, we are. And as I said, we're going to be sharing them along the way. And your thoughts on this day, how special it is, because we were at an event yesterday, as a matter of fact, and it's more than just saying thank you for your service. It's giving back to these veterans for all that they've done for us. You feel the same way?
Absolutely. I think it'll make it even more special, rather than just saying thank you to a veteran, to actually ask their name first and personalize it. It'll go a long way. Ask that person's name. His name is Peter, and thank Peter for his service rather than just a generic thank you.
Yes. And you said you've had a connection to the military yourself, right?
Not myself. My dad, he's 92 years old, and he's just not strong enough today to be here. Wish he could be here. He would share stories in the past. He was I believe they called it a spotter, which would tell the guns where to aim out in France and Germany. But he was very limited in his storytelling. I'm sure he had many that he would like to have shared, but didn't want to relive it or share it. So today, that's what that opportunity is about.
And but let's talk about, of course, Scarsdale Ford, as I said, is going to be our host here, and we'll be here once a month. You have a great selection of cars here, of course, as well, that is in our showroom here we're taking a look at as well.
Absolutely. We have a great selection of vehicles. New Expedition coming up. Our F-Series is just gorgeous. Our Explorer, our Escape, Winners, just great vehicles. And with the military, we do have military specials and rebates also.
You do?
Yes, absolutely.
And that's another way of giving back to them also.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and as I said, it's the fact that we are starting our first show here on Veterans Day, very, very fittingly, very appropriate. And as I said, as a great partner, we really do appreciate it, and they will also.
Great. Thank you for the opportunity.
Now, in addition to this, you're going to be involved with some charity work that's on the way. We want to highlight a couple of things for you that you're doing and also with us as we get into the holiday season. First of all, you're going to be doing a coat drive. Now, it's the New York Cares. It's been around for 29 years, but you told me off air you've been doing it for a couple of years now. This is year three, right?
Correct. This is our third year doing it. Last year, it was an enormous success. Our customers picking up their new cars would bring in the coats. Customers coming in for service dropped off their coats. But what was most surprising is the public coming in, because we are a coat drop-off point for donations, and it was a big turnout. So we're looking for that again. It starts today, and it ends December 31st. So if you have any coats out there and you want to donate, please bring it this way.
How successful has it been the last couple of years since you've been involved with it?
Very successful. The need for coats in the areas was requested by 125,000 coats. Last year alone, we raised, I believe, about 400 coats personally ourselves, and we're hoping to get to 1,000 this year.
Very good. That's really, really nice, because, I mean, there's a great need out there. I mean, you don't want somebody to be left out in the cold. We've experienced some cold weather as we speak today, and they certainly will be helpful.
And it's a feel-good, too.
Yes.
You know, it's just not business. You know, we try to get involved with different charities or different events. In this case, everybody participates, including the customers, not just us as Scarsdale Ford.
And since we are going into the holiday season, something else you'll be involved with, and we're pleased to be partnering with you again. Here at Westchester Talk Radio, Shark Creative and Shark Media, for the second straight year, we're going to be doing Stuff a Scarsdale Truck, and we're really looking forward to that. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, that sounds exciting. It's December 2nd and 3rd, and you teamed up with Balducci's, and we're going to be out there with our trucks and donating the food to the Westchester Food Bank.
Yeah, in fact, we'll give you the dates as a matter of fact. The first one will be Saturday, December 2nd. We'll be at the Balducci's in Scarsdale. That'll be from 10 to 3. And then Sunday, we'll be at Balducci's in Rybrook, also from 10 to 3. I don't know how much we raised last year or how many donations we got last year, but I'm pretty sure it was very successful. It'll be the first time I'll be involved with it, but it's a great partnership you have with us.
Yeah, same for us. I heard that you had a nice turnout last year. I'm sure we're going to try to do a much better job this year. So we're happy to be part of that.
And what are they looking for? Basically, non-perishables, canned goods? What are they looking for?
Correct. Canned goods are the best choice, non-perishables. And they'll guide you at the stores, because the trucks will be there. There'll be representatives there. And as you're going into the store, if you could buy some extra items and donate them, it'd be wonderful.
And again, all the donations will go for the Food Bank for Westchester. We did a gala with them, and they're a tremendous organization reaching out and helping those in need. Because, and certainly, Robert, I mean, as affluent as Westchester is, that's true, but there are still a lot of people in need, and organizations like the Food Bank and your help certainly will make a difference.
It is very surprising. You know, you live in Westchester, you don't think that there's a need, but there's a substantial need out there. So come on down, donate. It's a good feel also, and be part of it. We're looking to stuff at least 2 truckloads.
Yeah, please, let's really get a good turnout. Well, Robert, thanks so much for joining us again from the bottom of our heart. Thanks so much for hosting this monthly show. We're looking forward to many, many more with you.
Great, thank you very much.
Again, we've been speaking with Robert Knapp, owner, Scarsdale Ford. Our first show called Why We Stand, a show dedicated to veterans. I really hope you enjoyed. I think you will. My name is Jim Cleefield, and we're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break. We'll be back with our next guest, a veteran, as a matter of fact, an Army vet, right after this.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Westchester Talk Radio. Joe Arcino here with our first veteran of the day, Tony Priscilli. Tony, thank you so much for talking to us today. Obviously, today is Veterans Day, and there are a few days on the calendar of more importance. This day is for people like you who have selflessly served our country. So I think, obviously, it's really important to give veterans a voice to share their stories because people want to hear. So if you're comfortable, I'd like to ask you a little bit about, talk to me about your service a little bit. You know, when, what branch did you serve in? When were you, when did you serve? And what did your service mean to you most of all?
Well, first off, I was drafted in 1969. Shortly after that, they went into a lottery system. But I was drafted during the Vietnam War, and it was a tough time in this country because we were so divided. But I loved this country, and that country needed me, and I couldn't do anything but serve. Today, you know, you listen to people being thanked for their service. The Vietnam vets and the people from that era, they finally got some recognition and got some thanks. Up to that point, you know, it was just a difficult time. But there is no greater country, and to serve it was not just my duty, it was my pleasure.
Well, I think that's one of the saddest things about the Vietnam War. Now, obviously, it's a war that's forever going to be debated about the reasons we were in it and involved in it, but I think the thing that so many, you talk to Vietnam veterans, people who served during that time, is they did not get the respect they deserved when they came back to this country. The anti-war movement, really, it's a shame that that kind of clouded over the incredible sacrifices that we saw made during that war. Very recently, we saw two Medal of Honor recipients from the Vietnam War, James McLuhan and Gary M. Rose. So during that time, I want to ask you if you've been able to see any of Ken Burns' new series on the Vietnam War. It came out this September, so we're kind of seeing the Vietnam War come back into fruition. Like you said, there's so many people who said, you know, I don't choose the war, but when my country needs me, I'm going to be there for it.
Well, again, Vietnam was a tough time, but all of these, people don't realize that more people enlisted than were drafted during that period. They think it was just a matter of everybody being drafted and forced into a situation. That wasn't the case. There were some brave Americans wanting to do, seeing their country needing something and willing to make that sacrifice. 58,000 made the ultimate sacrifice. But the point was that there's no better country on the planet. We seem to have gotten away from that belief, but somebody can show me a better place to be. I'd like to know where it is.
You and I are in total agreement on that. Now, when you exited the service, what did you do?
Well, my first job was in New York City running an ice cream store that my brother-in-law owned. Shortly after that, I wound up in the automobile business and did that for 43 years.
Well, of course, we are at Scarsdale Ford, and I think it's very fitting that we're here on Veterans Day, because obviously when you look at Ford's connection to our country's military and then of course their incredible role in the Second World War, there's some stats, and you worked for Ford for a long time, didn't you?
I did, yes.
You did. So yeah. There's some stats I pulled up which are just staggering. Now obviously a lot of people know that Henry Ford helped lead the American World War II production efforts, but when you look at the sheer size of production that came out of Ford during the war, it's incredible. In all, the Allies were supplied with more than 1 million fighting vehicles by Ford operations in the Second World War. Let's look at the numbers a little bit further. The Ford Company built 86,865 complete aircraft, 57,851 airplane engines, and 4,291 military gliders for the Second World War. What do you think when you hear numbers like that?
You know, it's just staggering. And when you think about just the industries, other than the automobile industry, the industries that converted for that effort, you would think, you don't even know how it was done. It was like the pyramids. How did they build the pyramids? Well, how did we convert like that? You know, just an incredible effort that, thank God, was able to happen. And, you know, this... That generation was so different than today's. that they were able to do it. Men, women, and children just did what had to be done, and it was a tremendous effort.
As a veteran yourself, what do you say to veterans today? You know, I feel like we're in such a difficult, divided time now, kind of like we were during the time of the Vietnam War. From your wisdom and in your time on this earth, what would you say to veterans today?
Well, you're right. We still have that divide, and some people in this country loathe the military, and you know, I don't know. It's real hard to understand that.
It is. I completely agree.
Yeah. So I'm bewildered when I see people, you know, degrading the military. Yeah, sure. Like anything. Like there's bad doctors, there's bad priests, there's bad military people. But my God, if it wasn't for the military, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
We would not. And one thing I always think needs to be made clear is, you know, a soldier, a sailor, a Marine, they don't choose the wars. They go and they do what they're told. They go and they follow their orders. And I think sometimes that's something that unfortunately gets lost, especially today.
Yes, and you know, it's more than that. You know, the camaraderie, when I got drafted, you know, I was drafted with people from the South, people from the Northwest, these were all over the country. And you got to meet people that you knew nothing about. You knew nothing about how they lived, whether they were rich or poor, it didn't matter. There's a camaraderie that develops that doesn't leave you. And it stays with you for your whole life. You don't forget any of those people. So the military, my personal opinion is that everybody should serve this country in some form, right after high school, or you know, get college credits for it or something, just to understand how this world, this country, how it is and how we live, and how wonderful it really is.
George Washington, the founding father of our country, he said something that I think really echoes what you just said. He said, there's no post more honorable than one in which a man can serve his country. And of course, there's multiple ways one can serve. And I think it really speaks to what you just said right there.
Yeah. And you know, I don't know. You always have to remember things that we're a free country. And those freedoms don't come cheap.
No, they do not.
And the sacrifices that many men and women have made illustrate that. And I think today you have to even look at women today. There's more. I never saw so many proud women serving in the military. And then they move on with their lives and they raise their families. But they were given the opportunity and learned from it and learned to love this country. And that's how it was. And I say we had camaraderie, it was camaraderie. For the country, we felt we were doing what was right for our neighbors, friends, and family.
The last thing I want to talk to you about is you just mentioned there, you know, how we have so many different people now who are serving in so many capacities. Why do you think there's still so much difficulties making that transition from military life back to civilian life? And what solutions do you think there might be to help ease that transition?
Well, you know, it's hard for me to relate to someone who was in a war, and what, you know, like the PTSD or whatever, you know, the post-traumatic stress disorder. It's hard for me to understand that because through the graces of God, I was not sent to Vietnam. I was sent to Okinawa, which was strictly for support of Vietnam. So it's very difficult to understand how someone could be in a war situation and every day wake up, you know, not knowing what his fate would be. So it's hard to understand that from a psychological standpoint or any standpoint, how they actually feel. But I think that if, I don't know that if everyone had more exposure to what the military is about and living in the military, being around the military, it could help a little bit in letting them understand that these guys are not warmongers or people that want to go die. These are people that feel that they're doing it for a cause, and that cause is this great country. And maybe there's some way to close that gap between someone who hasn't served and someone who has. But you look at these young men and women on TV and these wounded warriors, I wish I could be a fraction of those people. They're amazing people.
There's no question. You eloquently stated everything today. This day is for you, and I know all of us thank you so much for your service to our country. The reason we're here today is because of people like you.
Well, I want to say that the owner of this dealership is a veteran, and I also want to say that aside from the military, look what we just had happen with the recent hurricanes. And having been a Ford guy, look what how many F-150s saved people's lives during those hurricanes. And, you know, just look at how people responded. Those people that responded don't even know the people they were risking their lives to save. But don't ever discredit those trucks today. Everybody wants to drive a hybrid. Well, you know what? A hybrid didn't save those people in Florida and didn't save those people in Texas. So just remember, we need those vehicles. And every time you see an ambulance go by, remember that was probably a Ford.
I don't think there's a better way to end it than right there. Everyone, we will be back soon. That is Tony Priscelli. He served our country, and this segment is all for him.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
And God bless America.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to our Why We Stand Veterans show. This, of course, on Westchester Talk Radio. We are broadcasting from the Scarsdale Ford. And, of course, this is made possible by our sponsors, MSM Designs, Indian Point Energy Center, and, of course, Shark Creative. I'm joined now by Andrew Castellano. And, Andrew, I think people of the program probably know your name from a couple of things. But I think this is obviously more a little bit different in, I'd even say more important than the normal type of thing. This is a show that's all about veterans, all about giving them a voice, sharing their stories. So I'll ask you, why for you was it so important to make this such an important, integral part of your programming moving forward?
Well, first of all, Joe, I want to thank you for, providing some of the inspiration. I mean, we met, I guess, several months back, and I know your dad and everything else, but I just loved what you were doing online and really kind of being the initial thought process to the, Why We Stand show. And it's been trickling around in my head. I said, somehow or another, we need to incorporate this into Westchester Talk Radio. And it would be great if we can bring it out to the public. And, you have somebody like Scarsdale Ford who stepped up and is allowing us to host it here. And I can't thank them enough for providing the platform so we can bring veterans here today and in the near future. Why? Well, certainly because veterans deserve it. That's a given. And I think we've come a long way with making sure that veterans have a spotlight, but we want to be sure that they always have a place with us here. And I think it's therapeutic for them. I think it's therapeutic for veterans to be able to talk about their experiences and share that. And this way, the next generation gets to know what sacrifices were made prior. And I don't know that everybody or that there's enough people that know that. So we're going to do our small part by providing that platform. And it's thanks to guys like you, Joe, who, have taken the time to develop a program like this. I know this is going to be a bit organic, but I have a really good feeling about what we're about to do with this program going forward.
Well, as do I, and I think you mentioned some really good points. There's so many people who I think take for granted so often how we all got here today. I think life is a very fragile thing, and the reason that we're all here today and that over the years we've been able to have the freedoms that we have is because so many people have just been willing to answer the call of duty, and that's why days like this are so important. I do want to go back to Ford for him, because before we were kind of talking about Ford and their role in the Second World War and how Henry Ford kind of took the ball and went forward with the production level. There's some incredible numbers I don't know if you've been able to hear yet, but during the Second World War, the Allies were supplied with more than 1 million fighting vehicles by Ford Operations.
Wow.
Then, of course, you look even further, they built 86,865 complete aircraft, 57,851 airplane engines, and then 4,291 gliders. They also built tanks, trucks, you name it. So when you hear stuff like that, to me, that's what makes the country so special. Mm-hmm. In difficult times, you have a big company like that who just makes that their primary focus. They throw everything they have into helping out in the war effort. To me, those are stories that are just make you feel so proud, and just it shows you such a special understanding.
Even more fitting that we're sitting here in Scarsdale.
Absolutely.
Ford. So, you know, it's great to know that there are companies like that that have been waving the American flag for as long as they have. And there's something to be said about that. You know, I'm proud to be American. I mean, parties aside, it's about being American. And you know, knowing that we had people before us that fought so hard to give us the freedoms that we have today, and everybody needs to know that, and that's why this is just a constant reminder of that. I'm so excited about what lies ahead with the program. Love that we have the partners that we have so far, and as I was talking with Robert before about this, I you know, I don't know exactly where we're going just yet, but I know it's going to be great. There's no doubt about it, because there is a passion out there. There's a lot of people who want to do more for veterans, and this will be a great way for them to help get involved.
It is, like you said, very well put. You know, this is not a day about politics. This is not a day about Republicans versus Democrats. This is a day that binds all of us together, where we just come together and we show our thanks and our undying devotion to all those who've served our country. Let me ask you, though, Andrew, do you have any connections from your family in terms of veterans, in terms of serving the country?
Yeah, we do. As a matter of fact, on my mother's side in particular, we have my great uncle Tommy fought in the Second World War. And I don't know all of the details. I wish my cousin Joe was here, because we've had him on the show before, and he, you know, he could tell you some really great stories about my uncle. But you know, he was a firefighter, a pilot, and I know at one point in time the plane went down, and he survived, and he acted as almost like a grandfather to me and my cousins, because my grandfather had passed prior. But, you know, just a war hero. I think he received the Purple Heart. And so, you know, there are a lot of people in my family that are very closely connected to our veterans. And I know that there's a cousin on my father's side who actually we lost in Vietnam. Actually, we lost him on his way back from Vietnam, which was just terrible. I mean, a lot of people, unfortunately, didn't make it home. And, you know, how sad that is, truly. But, you know, to remember them is what's really important. And today, you know, we celebrate Veterans Day for all those who have fought and for those that are with us. And, you know, like Robert said before, it is about personalizing it and seeing people and getting their names and looking them in the eye and thanking them. I make a habit of doing that, and I try to instill that upon my two children who are roaming around the showroom right now, and you know, try to instill some of that respect, which is so, so well deserved. And we just want to spread that and spread that as best we can. So all we're doing here today and all we're doing going forward, I look forward to bringing that, you know, bringing that voice to the community. And I can't wait to hear from more of the veterans. We did hear from some yesterday, some really amazing stories. And I know we're about to embark on a lot more, and we'll be able to collect those and share them.
We have so much coming up. Of course, this is all on Westchester Talk Radio. We will always be at Scarsdale Ford, our proud sponsors. And this, of course, is all made possible because of Shark Creative, MSM Designs, Indian Point Energy Center. And today, a very big thank you to Dunkin' Donuts for providing us with some coffee, with some donuts. Veterans can go there, and of course, they've got some treats there for you guys as well. But that is it for this segment. Joe Archino and Andrew Castellano here. We'll catch you guys very soon.
Thank you, Joe.
Veterans have helped protect and defend our country. To defend us, all have sacrificed some, but some have sacrificed all. The gratitude owed to veterans is immeasurable. They serve our country honorably, without question, and without asking for anything in return. Join Westchester Talk Radio as we honor our veterans with tales of heroism and sacrifice every second Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. live from Scarsdale Ford on Central Park Avenue in Scarsdale. Why We Stand, a very special program made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, MSM Designs, our hosts Scarsdale Ford, and Shark Creative. And you can always listen on demand at westchestertalkradio.com under the podcast page. You can also find more information about Why We Stand at scarsdaleford.com. Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today. We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joe Arcino here with Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Scarsdale Ford. We are produced by Shark Creative. And, of course, all of this is made possible by our sponsors, MSM Designs and Indian Point Energy Center. I am honored to be joined by my good friend James Hodges, U.S. Air Force veteran. Of course, this is our Why We Stand veteran show. So, James, thank you so much for taking some time to talk to me today. Obviously, this is a day where it's one of the most important of all of the days on our calendar where we talk. I think it's so important that we're able to listen to stories such as yours. So, first of all, talk to me about what your service meant to you.
Well, my service meant to me, I got a chance to serve this country. I got a chance to explore other parts of the world and meet good people that I've established relationships with that have been lifelong relationships and stuff.
What was the time window when you served in the Air Force?
From 1973 to 1997.
And obviously that's kind of, you know, Vietnam War is not totally over yet. You know, it's kind of the back end of the war, correct?
Right.
What was the climate then? How stressful was it to be a member in the Air Force then?
Well, when I came in 73, I went enlisted for a year. And then I didn't go to Vietnam. I came in the tail end of Vietnam. Then I went to ROTC at Mississippi State University and went in as a lieutenant. It was a stressful time because very few minorities was in the Air Force. It was less than 1% minorities in the Air Force at that time, minority officers in the Air Force at the time I went in.
Do you feel like that was a big challenge for you, trying to make it in that role?
No, because I had been a trailblazer at Mississippi. I had gone to Mississippi State when there was only 50 blacks. I had gone to high schools where I was only black for 3 years in junior high school. So I had sort of become a trailblazer. So for me, it would be able to establish the fact that I could survive and do well in the military.
I think one thing when we look back today is, do you think sometimes people take for granted how the amount of sacrifice that veterans have made for this country?
I don't think it's appreciated enough, because the daily sacrifice we make is with our family and our lives is you would never know, and stuff, the sacrifice we make as veterans and stuff.
You and I we've talked so much off the air. I mean, you and I, we know each other so well off the air. And I could just listen to your stories all day. You have a lot of wisdom. I'm curious, you know, why we always wonder, what do you tell veterans today? We obviously, you know, you kind of refer back to the Vietnam War era, very divided time for our country. And it feels like right now we're kind of in a similar period where our country is very divided. What advice would you give to veterans today?
That if you love this country, you love everyone. That you don't get a choice to decide who you represent. You represent this country as America, and America is a diverse country. So I would say to veterans, don't go into this military if you don't want to serve everyone.
I think you just stated it so well. You know, all of us, we're all on the same team. All of us together, it does not matter what your background is, where you're from, what your religion is. We're all on the same team. And it's sad because I just feel like sometimes that's being lost today.
It's been lost for a while because we've gotten away to serving this and that and not liking this group for that group. But I think in the long run, we all people. We all God children. And it doesn't really make this difference who we are, what color we are. It's what counts on the inside that really counts and stuff.
Absolutely true. I also want to talk about a little bit, you know, one of the things that people a lot of want to bring awareness to are veterans' issues, how to help the veteran community. There's obviously a lot of issues with the VA hospital, all kinds of things. Why do you think it's there? What or what do you think can be done better to help veterans adjust back to civilian life? It seems like the military puts a lot of resources into helping veterans make that transition back into the civilian sector. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I don't think they do enough to help veterans transition. When you look at veterans go away to serve this country and we come home, we can't find jobs, we don't have housing, and then a lot of times employees who shouldn't be firing us, they make it difficult for us to live. They don't promote us, they don't allow us to get the job we should get, and then the first time there's a reason to terminate you, they terminate you.
It's terrible.
And they don't address the issue of PTSD.
Yes.
Okay. Your child leaves home as a child, your child comes back as an adult, and your child has seen things that they can never discuss, will never discuss with you, and we as Americans has failed to address those issues for veterans, and we've fallen short on helping veterans. Senator Gillibrand does a great job of advocating for veterans, and Senator Clinton did also, because when issues came up for veterans, when I had issues with the VA, I was able to go to Senator Clinton or Senator Gillibrand, and they helped on each occasion. So I think it has to be a more willing to help the veterans versus put us down. They don't deal with us as individuals and stuff. We have a different set of problems than the normal person that lives in this country.
Very important information there. James, you obviously are a veteran. How about your family? You know, do you come from other family members who've served in the military?
I have a brother that's retired in San Antonio, Texas, from the Army. My father retired from the military. So I came from a military family.
Very interesting. Do you guys ever have any rivalries between the branches?
Well, the Army and the Air Force, I tell people all the time, the only force is the Air Force.
Of course. James, I can't thank you enough for spending some time and talking with us today. Again, this day is for you, for everyone who served our country. That is it for this segment. Everyone, of course, as always, this is Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting live from the Ford Scarsdale. We, of course, are made possible by our sponsors, MSN Design and Indian Point Entry Center. James, thank you again so much.
Thank you for having me.
Happy Veterans Day, my friend.
Thank you, my friend.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, shorter long-term care, and much more. The services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
So you want tickets to Hamilton? I know, who doesn't? Well, the New York Post says the next best thing to seeing Hamilton, and for a tenth of the cost, is Spamilton. Yes, Spamilton, the hit off-Broadway musical spoof from the writer and creator of the legendary Forbidden Broadway. The New York Times raves, Spamilton is smart, silly, and convulsively funny. It's now in its second smash year, and right now is your shot to get tickets from only $25. So visit Spamilton.com today.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Hello, everyone. I am Joe Arcadio. Marchino, and welcome back to Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Scarsdale Ford. We are, of course, produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, and, of course, our other sponsors, MSM Designs, and who could forget our gracious hosts at Scarsdale Ford. I am joined now at our Why We Stand Veteran Show by an Army veteran, Johnny Zacchio, but, of course, everybody calls you Johnny Z. Now, before we get into it, I want to talk about so many things, your military service, what it meant to you. But how did you get a good nickname like Johnny Z? That is a good ring to it.
Well, I've been Johnny Z for the last 35 years. I'm a disc jockey and radio personality.
Very nice.
And I do a show produced by Shark Media, Shark Creative, on Sunday nights. It's called the Rock and Roll Revival. Radio show heard on AM 1460, WVOX 8 to 11 p.m. and it streams worldwide at westchestertalkradio.com.
See, that is a nice plug, and that shows you you're a radio pro right there.
I've been doing that a few weeks. I always tell people, Joe, it's my 28th year.
Wow, congratulations. Now,
thank you.
Let's get into this. Is Veterans Day, one of the most important days on our calendar. You're an Army veteran, so of course this day is for you, for people like you, and we can't thank you enough for your service to our nation. I want to ask you about your military career, though. We talked a little bit of off the air. You're an Army veteran, served from 66 to 68. Talk to me a little bit about what it was like to serve back then.
Well, back then, Vietnam was on all our minds as we entered the service. And I was in college prior to going into the service. And I was nervous, like went in with a bunch of friends of mine. I'm originally from Yonkers, New York. And a bunch of us were sworn in at Whitehall Street down downtown. And we all went to different areas for our, what they call training. It was a nervous time being in the service, Joe, I'll be honest with you, because Vietnam was at its height. But, you know, we all went in knowing that we have to serve our time and do our duty, and we all did. All my friends did come home, thank God, except for one fella did make it home. I was telling you off the air, I had two great years. I did. I was stationed at Fort Sheridan, Illinois. It was a little army post outside of Chicago, Illinois, 50 miles north of the Windy City. A very, very small little post. It had mostly military top-level officers on the fort. And I was fortunate enough to... I was a baseball player at one time and did very, very well. High school, all county, all city, Westchester County as well. I tried out for the baseball team. I made the team. And we won the 5th U.S. Army tournament out in Fort Leonard, Missouri. So this great duty here. I'm playing baseball, a sport I love. And I got I was honored by being chosen as the most valuable player of the tournament.
Wow.
And from there, I was cut orders to go what they call TDY, temporary duty, to Dalton, Alabama, Fort Rucker, Alabama, Dalton Air Force Base. To try out for the all U.S. Army team. I made it, and I played ball for, I would say, March through, I say, the end of September, around October, just playing baseball, and I was very fortunate. And my second year of my 2 years, I was extremely blessed. I was chosen to be the fort or post, the only one, Catholic chaplain's assistant. I worked for 3 Fulbright colonels who were priests. And I was his administrative assistant and basically his right-hand man.
It's an incredible story. When you were telling me about the baseball stuff, I couldn't write it down on my pad fast enough. I mean, I think when a lot of people think of it, you know, that's not, you know, you hear about the military service, you know, the grueling hours, the training and stuff.
Yeah.
But you don't really think of connecting it with sports like that. Go ahead.
Yeah, but only because in the service, you have what they call special services. And then you would see the old pictures, the old movies, Bob Hope and all them, and the beautiful actresses entertaining the troops. That's all under the umbrella of special services. So playing baseball for the Army and being a part of all the U.S. Army team, we were all what we called, I think I mentioned to you earlier, TDY, temporary duty. And you had to have orders cut to do that and to be a part of that. But, I thank God for having the skills to do that. I was a pretty good ball player. And that afforded me afforded me to, I think, stay stateside as opposed to going overseas. But it was a wonderful, wonderful experience, and I met some wonderful, wonderful guys. It's funny, when I played for the U.S. Army team, Joe and everybody out in our audience, I was fortunate to meet. They flew guys in from all over the world to be on the team. Right fielder was from Germany. Our left fielder was from France. We had a guy from China and Japan, a couple from Japan. That's, you know, it was a big tryout, and they made the team, and I was fortunate to make the team.
That is really cool. Talk to me for a minute. You mentioned, you know, it was a nervous time because, of course, everything that was going over in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
Did it kind of help maybe ease things over a little bit, that the fact that you could have baseball? Was baseball kind of an escape, maybe? Is that fair to say?
No. Not for me. I played baseball at a high level in high school and college. The college I was at, New Haven College, which is now the University of New Haven. 2 years when I was with them, we were fifth in the country, Division III, NAIA. We went to St. Joe, Missouri for the national championships 2 years in a row. I was the backup. We had an all-American first baseman, Phil Scarpellino, but nonetheless, baseball was a love, and I guess somewhat a dream, because I tried out with the Mets back in 67 as well.
Wow.
Yeah, down in Shea Stadium. So I had a background in that. It wasn't an escape for me. The escape was when I was in the base. I was playing pool in the
nice.
Barracks area. That was
very
cool.
Nice.
That was the escape.
Very nice. Now let's talk, you know, on Veterans Day, of course, so many veterans throughout the country, we all kind of come together for this. You know, there's nothing to do with politics. It's just showing our undying devotion to veterans. When you look back at your service on a day like this, which I'm sure you think about it very fondly, what does it mean to you?
Serving our country especially means a lot more today because of all the turmoil going on with the – I'm a sports guy, too. I'm a music guy, and I'm a sports guy. And with the the NFL issue and all, and all that's going on, that politicizing and all the posturing, the national anthem, standing for the flag, kneeling for – come on. This is the greatest country in the world. A lot of men and women have come before me, and we're coming now today and going to come behind me and everybody who's serving this great country of ours. I have a saying when I perform in my private shows, Joe, I always say when I salute the country, and I do it every periodically in times with Lee Greenwood, God bless the USA, I always say at the end, love it or leave it or get the hell out. You know, and that's my feeling. Veterans are very special. I heard the gentleman you had on prior to me, he was an Air Force veteran. I want to thank him for his service. And my late dad was an Air Force lieutenant, and he was a bombardier navigator in World War II.
Wow.
My pop. And Veterans Day is very, very important. We have to remember to honor our men and women who have served and are still serving and protecting the wall and our freedom. This is very, very, very important. The freedoms we have in this country, people who do what they do or say what they say have no idea, no clue what the sacrifices the people, the men and women have taken all their lives, all our lives. We live on the umbrella of a wonderful, wonderful country. We have our problems, we have our faults, but it's still the greatest country in the world, Joe.
Amen to that, Johnny Z. Now, I want that plug again, because you've got a radio voice. Certainly, you've got a lot of interesting stories, and I know a lot of people would like to listen. Give me the plug again where people could find you and listen to your show.
Sunday night, tomorrow night, 8 to 11 p.m. on AM 1460 WVOX, the Rock and Roll Revival radio show, now in my 28th year, sponsored in part by Shark Creative, Shark Media, and Dr. Dasa, Orthopedic Services, and we have a great, great time. It's all doo-wop, Street Corner Harmony, from 8 to 11 p.m., and streams worldwide at westchestertalkradio.com and wvox.com.
Johnny Z, it has been a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you, Joe.
Veterans Day to you.
Thank you, sir.
For your service to our country.
Thank you so much.
Joe Arcino here with Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Scarsdale Ford. We are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center. We can't thank our sponsors enough, MSM Design, and of course, our gracious host, Scarsdale Ford. Everyone, we will be back very soon.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Chino, and welcome back to Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Scarsdale Ford. We are, of course, produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. A big thank you to our sponsors, MSM Designs, Indian Point Energy Center, like I mentioned, and, of course, our hosts, and are very, very honored to be here at Scarsdale Ford. I'm joined as we continue and we finish up our veteran show here with an Army veteran, Robert Pappalardo. Robert, thank you so much for being here with us today.
My pleasure, Joe.
This day is for you and all of the other people who have faithfully served our country, and we owe so much to all of you. And I think I really enjoy this show. We've talked to so many veterans today who've shared their stories, and you know, you just really feel like it's so nice to be able to hear these tales of bravery and just what it was like to serve this country. So first and foremost, I'll ask you, you know, you served in the Army. Talk to me a little bit about what your service was like. I believe you said 68 to 69. Take me back to that a little bit and what it was like to serve in the Army.
Well, it was a trying time because of Vietnam. I didn't go to Vietnam. I wound up going to NATO, spent some time here stateside, and I'm an entertainer also. So I entertained in the service here stateside. And when I was stationed, I wound up going to the 32nd Air Defense Command in West Germany. Wow. And I was assigned to an office. I did some office work in the Army. And then I wound up in special services. I performed for troops all over. At the time, it was called West Germany. And I performed all over Germany for the 32nd Air Defense Command. And it was a lot of fun, very challenging at times, but fun. And in the meantime, I did see many troops come back from Vietnam, and very sad. A lot of them came back with some horrific stories, and it was a tough time, really was.
You mentioned, what did your role entail entertaining then?
Well, I put together a little show. I worked with an entertainment director in Baumholder, Germany, where I was stationed originally.
Not a lot of people, I think, can point that out on a map.
Oh, yeah, Baumholder. Well, it's a pretty big military installation in Germany. And in the meantime, I contacted the entertainment director, and I told him what I did. Of course, I want to perform. I'm a performer. And he was very impressed with my ability, and I put together a show called April Flowers, and I wrote a lot of the original music for the show, teamed up with a girl singer who was also, her parents were in the Army, and she's what they called an Army brat, a very, very sweet girl, and we had a lieutenant and a driver, and we just toured, did shows all over West Germany.
Wow.
Very challenging.
Now, was this mostly for troops that were stationed there?
Yes. Okay. A lot of them were troops that were really in outposts in Germany that didn't have the opportunity of getting out much. So I think having some entertainment was a welcome site and a welcome event for a lot of the troops.
It's very interesting. Like you mentioned before, you know, this is during the Vietnam War, very difficult time for a lot of people. Was it nice to kind of be able to give people a distraction during that time, you know, to be able to look to entertainment and just maybe take their minds off of what was going on around the world at that time?
Oh, definitely. You know, being a performer in general, it's an honor to perform not only the a military audience, but any audience at all, and give them a little time away from the daily routine and just have a break in life and just enjoy some music and entertainment.
So during your time in the service, you were an entertainer. So did you continue in the entertainment industry after your service ended?
Yes, I did. I continued with a band back in the day. It was called The Boyds in the Band, and we traveled. We worked mostly in the Westchester area, and then eventually we did some work in Florida and Puerto Rico and different places. It was a nice time.
Very nice.
And then I opened my own entertainment business around 1980, supplying music to country clubs and weddings and private events.
Do you happen to know, you know, today how the entertainment has in the Army, has it changed? No, is it still similar to what it was back then?
I sure hope so. I sure hope, and I'm sure that Special Services, I know it was very vital at the time, and I'm sure it still is. And as long as we have people, whether they're in the service or not in the service, entertaining troops, it's a very, very important thing all over the world, in war zones, home side, wherever. It's, again, a distraction from the daily routine.
And I think, you know, I'm so glad we had this conversation, because I think so many times you strictly think of, you know, the conflicts, the fighting that's going on, and you don't really think about the other side of things. You know, mm-hmm. Troops need a distraction.
Definitely.
And they need things to lift their spirits at times. So I think this is very interesting to be able to talk about this like this. But let's go on a little bit. You know, when you look back at your service now, you know, life has gone on a little bit. What does it mean to you?
Well, my service, I was proud to serve my country any way I could. You know, as I mentioned, I was in the service at a volatile time. I mean, I could have gone to Vietnam like anybody else. It was, I guess, fate or destiny that I wound up in NATO, you know, performing and doing what I enjoy. But it really could have been a lot different. So, again, I can remember that my thoughts and prayers were with a lot of those guys over there being in harm's way. Believe me when I tell you that.
Well, we all certainly thank you and then everyone else who served during that time. Finally, what are you doing now? You know, entertainment, is it still a part of what you do today?
It's still a part of what I do. I sing with a big band. It's called the Benson Scott Big Band. And I still work either alone or with my little group. I live in Eastchester, and on a yearly basis, I do the Eastchester concert over at the Lake Isle Club. And that happens every summer. Look forward to that. And I do that with my own smaller band. And I'm also a broker. I'm a real estate broker for Berkshire Hathaway. I've been an associate broker there for close to 20 years, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
Because I have schooling in building and architectural drafting and things of that type. So
Very
it was
nice.
A natural transition also.
Well, Robert, we can't thank you enough. Happy Veterans Day to you. Thank you for your service. And, of course, thank you for coming and sharing your story with us. It has been a wonderful day here at Scarsdale Ford, Westchester Talk Radio. We've been broadcasting here all day. Of course, we're produced by Shark Creative, made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. And again, just a massive thank you to Scarsdale Ford, MSM Designs, our sponsors here. The day could not have been possible without the courtesy of Scarsdale Ford being a part of this. And we really want to thank them for what has been a phenomenal day. But overall, everyone, today is Veterans Day. Go out there, spend some time today thanking our nation's heroes, because all of us have a role in this world, and it's because of what they have done for all of us. For Westchester Talk Radio, I'm Joe Arcino, and I hope to see everyone very soon.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk.
Network. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.